Blog Talk Radio. Gospel Vibes with your host, Evangelist Gobi Pope, in the house. What's going on, Bishop Herbert and Prophetess Arcus McCray? What's happening?
Hey, it's a new year.
Happy New Year.
What?
Happy New Year.
Bishop Philip Deuce, the Uplifter's in the house. Blackness, what's going on?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's another new year calendar months that we can get some stuff done.
All right.
Okay. Well, look here. You know, Bishop, you sound like you might be still on the sauce from 12 o'clock last night.
Well, I did have some chicken wings and grits and gravy.
Sauce.
That
sauce
was the sauce.
Means, No. See, sauce is mean that alcoholic sauce. Because the way you slid in there, you slid in like, that kind of stuff like that. But anyway,
don't believe what Sister Peppercorn tell you. I ain't had no sauce.
Sister Vangela Peppercorn, baby, how you doing? How's the new year been treating you, girl? It's not 24 hours yet. How's it been going? Hey, my girl, how you about doing? Hey,
it's all
right. I'm in the house. It's 2017, baby. 2017.
Yes,
don't you forget. And I'm up in the house. What you talking about? God said, you ain't going away yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm back
all
in
right.
the house. Mm-hmm.
All
and, and going by what Evangel said not too long ago, you did sound like you was on a little, hungover, kind of slur.
I'm just elated. That's what it is. I'm so elated. You know, I'm in 2018 already.
All right.
I'm in 2018 already.
He just trying to build that
GY. Well, let's get through it 2017 because you ain't did nothing yet. So you got to do something in 2017. We're talking about 2018.
I'm in 2018.
See if you can do it.
All right.
Y'all hear how he talking? Lord Jesus, I forgot we on the air. Okay.
Yeah.
Cody, man.
Sound like that new one.
That's what I'm trying to tell him.
That
new one. The new one. Yes, it is. See, let me give it to you like this. See, since when you walk with God, he'll take you into the future before it comes, and you can see what's happening. So in your present state, for where you are right now, you can be in total ease because you've already been there. Now you're just going to walk through.
Right.
That's what you say. That's what you say.
Right. Yeah,
that's what
he's
saying, Sister Bandy.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Because all I know is how he sounds. I can't see his face, so Anyway, did y'all enjoy the show last week? Because you know I was the host. I turned it out, and y'all know it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Didn't I show up? Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
You did a good job.
Yes,
she
did. She had
her own
fire. How you know? You weren't even on
there. I heard about it. I keep tabs on you.
But she did real good. I listened to the broadcast. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I got somebody I can depend on. See, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, right, you got somebody you depend on. And y'all need going on, handle your business. Well... Okay, y'all, we done stepped up into 2017, and we got to open up with prayer right in here, right now. Bishop Herbert, run it.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Thanking you, Lord Jesus, for being with us in this brand new year. Oh, God.
Amen, amen, amen.
Say you was with us, Lord Jesus. You went through some hard times, some went through trials and tribulation, but we can still stand and say we got to trust in you and you see us through. So all glory goes to you, Lord. We pray for the ones who didn't make it, Lord Jesus.
My God. Oh, but the enemy man. You see, he's showing out already. You see what I'm talking about? But he got power. Praise be to God. But we thank you anyway, Bishop Herbert, for that prayer, even though we didn't hear the ending of it. But I know we know what the dealio is. But it's all right.
Amen.
All we know we need
God,
is
God
the Lord
is
our
good.
God. That's right.
Amen.
Ramona
Amen.
Sanders in the house right here. I hate Georgia Brown. All I need, Ramona.
I come to thee with open arms as I bow down before your throne. I need you, Lord. I need you now. I come to thee, O Lamb of God. I lift my hands to thee. I lift my voice your praises, no matter what. I need you, Lord. I need you now.
Because David, and it was getting ready to take place in this year.
Yeah.
See, all we got to do is do you.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you know to do. No,
yes,
it's
right.
Supposed to be good, right? Not bad. But we need to go forth, and we don't know what day nor the hour. Because
that's
right now, hope. Everything from our perspective, the way we're looking at things and what we've read, everything to me, and I'm going to put it this under me, is already ready to roll. Jesus
right.
can crack that sky right now. Right
at any time, because Israel is a nation.
Yeah.
And that is the key. Say, when you see the fig tree bloom,
all
your
right.
redemption draweth nigh.
Nah. So I'm just letting you know, you don't know what the day nor the hour.
That's
and are
so
you
true.
Ready? Are you
Amen.
Ready to take that
yeah.
flight?
Mm-hmm.
Cause see, you're going to have some power to meet Jesus because
mm-hmm.
he's not
right.
coming back down
mm-hmm.
here. You're going to have
My
to have
Lord.
That power. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To meet him
yeah.
in the air.
That's right.
That's right.
My Lord.
That's right.
So,
have you been born?
If you don't
yet?
Have it, you better figure it out. Get in that word. Get with somebody that can help you along the way and get in a Bible teaching church and get
My
yourself
Lord.
Together. And
yeah.
open your ears, your spiritual ears and eyes so that you can hear and see what
That's
God
right.
has for you. There's no time to
Amen.
Play around. There's no more playing. Come on now. We got to do
Amen.
This. We got to do this. Now,
Amen.
I put on Facebook my little video today. It's time
yeah.
to do this. A new day and a new way.
All right. Yes.
That's right.
That's my slogan for this year. New day, new way.
That's
oh,
right.
No,
and the new way is
Hupatasso.
It's Hupatasso. Hupatasso.
You don't got to come up with no crazy stuff. Let me help you, baby.
Let me help you. See, hupotasso is the Greek word for what you see in your New Testament for submission. Hupo, to come up under. That's why the Bible says,
I ain't seen
submit
that in
to God.
I don't know what book you did.
I know. But that's what the word is. It means to submit. See? Submit. Then when you submit, everything falls in order. But you know, Sister Peppercorn, you know why I'm just elated while you hear my voice? 1 year ago and 16 days, I was on the table and they was taking my heart out. They took it out and put somebody else's heart in me. And I was just thinking about that all for the last 3 days that by the time 2018 come in, they're going to see blackness going. Right now, blackness is about to appear. But by 2018, it's going to appear. Because
right.
of
okay.
purpose.
Okay. That
because
was,
of
I see
purpose.
Now, Evangelist, you put that on Facebook today.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Bishop Philip Dews, blackness about to appear. That was you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it is. Right. You're speaking to a prophetic vision in the city of Revere Beach as we
yeah.
start doing these great work of God and shedding all the dope houses. And then, and as a byproduct of that, you are talking to the next mayor, the next spiritual mayor of the city.
That's all right.
You're talking to him right now. Yeah. Right now you're talking to him.
All right.
All these things,
I want to be on the platform when you go ahead and accept that
You're gonna see it just as sure as I'm charcoal chocolate.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Who knows? Well, I already told him, so it's gonna go digital, y'all.
Anything is possible. I tell you, if Donald Trump can do it, anything
That's
is
right.
possible.
And Donald Trump's steps are not ordered by the Lord. Our God.
All right now.
Oh, come on now. Mm-hmm.
Our, right. We keep forgetting. God is calling his church to get in place first on
yes.
every level. On every level. They asked me to reduce. I said, why do you want to be the mayor? I said, so I can represent with all of my gifts in a capacity that's political. Because the Bible
yes.
says when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Right. And when the wicked rule, the people mourn.
Yes.
And in my city,
right.
there is no prophetic vision. It's just a bunch of Sharpton and Jacksonism and all this fluff
all right.
while these kids killing one another. And across
yes.
the country,
yes.
we don't have any leadership to hold our young folk accountable. That should have happened 35 years ago, but the church was in fear. The church
uh-huh.
was in fear. Oh, it was in fear. We got all kind of mega ministry, and they don't take dominion in the city, but they talk about dominion in the church. Oh, but that's only for finances, cars, and houses, while the dope man wreak hell in our communities.
Yeah.
Don't want to
yeah.
work, killing, murder. And we talking about Jesus is able.
Well,
my Lord.
Jesus is able. But it's been so much stuff that have taken place. God done stepped back and leaving them to their little reprobated mind like he said he was going to do.
Well,
because
see, the
ain't
problem
no
is,
common sense going on around here. I don't understand.
Right, because the church is not in its place. The church is not in its place. We haven't. We talk about welfare, but we don't do welfare. This is what God told me. Tell what he told me. He told me to speak this to the nation. He said,
right.
"Tell them they want me to deliver their children, but they don't want me to use them to do it."
My Lord.
He said, "We want him to deliver our children, but we don't want him to use us to do it." He said, "Tell them that.
Okay.
That's the problem."
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a whole sermon right there in itself.
But we won't do it because we're scared.
Your tongue is loose.
You know, that just something about you. She's a purple color. There's something about you that's making me happy. You know that? It's making me happy. That's why when I see you, I want to hug you and kiss you. You know, I hug you so tight sometimes that stripey wig
will
come off.
We on the air, baby. We on the air. You don't do stuff like that. God ain't told you to do that.
But these are the things that we have to do, y'all. Because, see, what we actually been doing, we've been having social club church, and we've been having pretense in praise and worship. Pretense.
Yeah.
That's all we've been having. Because if we weren't having pretense, our communities wouldn't be the way they are. All we got is an event-orientated church today. And you get a little deliverance every now and then if you come to the meeting. God ain't told these folk to come to church. He told us to go into the hedges and highways and compel them to come. That's what he told us to do. And when you look those words up, he said, go and compel them. That's a strong definitive term that you're going in that
sure
to take. You got to have the dominant influence. But church don't believe that because, let me say this, here's a hard saying, y'all. Black pastors do not believe in investing in the church unless it's a business where they can see a return.
I can't totally agree on that.
Let me tell you why. Let me show it to you. Because when we come in the communities, I did the studies across the nation, we do the less amount as we can and look for the big return because
all preachers are the same.
No, I said the majority. I didn't say all. I meant the majority.
Okay.
Because what we won't do is this. You look at your ministries, including mine. This is where I got convicted of this. When we set up in the community, we don't set up in the community to take over. We'll go out there and feed some folk. We'll give them some clothes. But we do not set up in the community to become the dominant influence. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We talk about it in church. Enlarge my territory. They can't even shunt that. We want our territory enlarged. You know? That means we want a bigger car, a bigger house. But when it comes down to brass tacks, we don't do that. And then when we get called on, well, see, y'all know why they put me at my denomination now. I said, I ain't coming here singing these songs to Jesus, all that stuff. No, I'm a warrior. I'm finna go to war. You see, and we don't do that. When I call them on the carpet, I ain't gonna call the name, but when I call them on the carpet, they were looking at me like I was out of order. I said, y'all playing. I ain't playing. Y'all got to remember, I used to be the dope man. That's what I used to be. I used to be one of them. I got converted. I met Jesus for real. And they just ain't no game with me. And they dying because the church will not come out and be what we read about in the Bible. We'll come to the meeting, lay hands on one and watch one another fall out, shine our lights in each other's faces, but we won't go out there in darkness. That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to be the example. I'm going to be the first partaker of the fruit. So y'all going to be good. When they listen to our program in 2018, they're going to say, oh, Bishop Duke's on that program. Yeah, why he on that program? And we're going to blow a glorious gospel virus off the chart. That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do. It's a new day and a new way. You got to be ready, baby, for what we're getting ready to take place in the cities and these highways and byways.
Yes, sir.
Because if we don't step up and start squishing the devil in the head, he going to take I don't even want to go there. Be ready.
That's all
I got to say. As a matter of fact, William Singer,
that's right.
I'll be ready right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Yeah.
And don't you forget.
Thank you.
every morning, noonday, night you tell me. Said you're coming for a test, out for a wrinkle. You will have already made it here before your eye can twinkle. Time is winding up for you and I. We're gonna get ready to meet him in the sky, but I don't know just when it's gonna be. When my Savior's face I'm gonna see. You said it was coming. When the first trumpet sounds, I'm making preparations to meet him in the clouds. Yes, I am. Don't want to be called down here with a work undone. I want to join the heavenly host with the Father and the Son. Crying days, I won't see no more peace and happiness. When I walk through heaven's door,
I don't
know. Oh, no. When my
Savior's face I'm gonna see,
I wanna thank you.
You will always be
I just don't
know. I don't know.
Oh, be ready.
I'll be ready to meet you.
Him for his saving grace. Yeah.
What a wonderful sight to see.
Yeah. The man who set me free.
The man who died on Calvary.
I'll be late.
Yeah.
Him, I know you feel like me. Yeah. I've been going to and fro, singing about a man I never seen before.
I'll be ready.
baby. We got to be ready.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
I love that song. I love
I'm
that song.
I'm going to be ready.
Woo. Okay. I got a hot fan. Look here. We got black. We got anything on the Black History Roll coming up here today?
Yeah, I got something for you.
We got to run
black
a Black History by you right here on Glorious Gospel 5.
Yes. I want to talk about in Genesis, the Tower of Babel.
Oh.
At the Tower of Babel, you have a place called the Land of Shinar. That's where Babel was. And at the
Didn't
Tower
you talk
of Babel,
about this already?
No, we didn't go into it like I'm going into it right now, baby. I'm going to give you some more insight, okay? All right, here you go. It said it was one people and one language, right? When you read it there. Now, from the Garden of Eden until the Tower of Babel, nobody knows how much time it was. But when you look at the Bible talks about these people, it says there were one people and one language. Mm-hmm. And they were in a place where a man named Nimrod had settled this land. So we talked about all of these places before, but now I'm pinpointing you to show you that these are black people. In Western theology, they say all of black people came from Ham, and that's not true. Okay, in Western theology, that's what they teach. But every time you see Noah, who comes out of Noah and Adam, they're always European. Now, when you look at the Bible, they say one language, one people, and now you tie the DNA evidence into that, you see that at the Tower of Babel, these are black people, because in Acts chapter 17, it tells us that God made all the nations of the earth from one blood. See, what I've taught you before around about, I'm putting it into categorically today. And what happened was when these people were depicted, they were not depicted as black people because people had, in the last, right around the 9th century, they started making black people negative. So that was taken away. But your DNA evidence that I taught you last time, the mitochondria DNA that's found on the mother's side, correlates with the Bible that all of us came from one source. The Bible is telling you that there were one people in one language at the Tower of Babel, and it was a black man by the name of Nimrod that started that. So all the people that came out of the Tower of Babel, these are black people, and they went around the world and established all the other nations.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is an archaeological DNA fact that black people are the foundations of humanity. Adam and Eve look like Ozzie Davis and Sister Tyson.
What?
But we have a problem accepting that because of how we've been taught. And so
right.
And up to the Tower, from the Garden of Eden to the Tower of Babel, nobody can tell you how much time it was, but it was still these one group of people. And all your evidence tells you that these are black people. So what I want to show you is this. When you study your archaeology and your anthropology in Indonesia and Malaysia and all these other places, you find all these different tribes of dark black people. Right, and if you go online and look some of this stuff up on, you will see some of these scientists talking about it, but they won't put it in the history books because they will mess up the Eurocentric concept of what they told us. So that's what I'm trying to say. We need to build up our children, teach them their culture and their history, and also when you start teaching this, you break the back of bigotry and race, what we call racism, because we're one human race with many cultures. And that's your black history for today.
All right.
Oh, sookie now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I told you that tongue on fire now. It's on fire.
Yeah.
I recorded that one. I'm going to look it up so I can see. I can't just catch you. I'm going to make sure on your P's and your Q's. That's what I want to know. He's right about what he's talking about now. I know. That's why I like to hear that black history, because Yeah. We always need to learn a little something, you know. All right. Well, we got Inspiration Crew coming up right about in a few minutes, but I tell y'all right now, I want to play this song called War Cry by Candace Devaney.
All
right. Independent gospel artist right out of the Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
War Cry. Check it out.
I'm
Good evening, good evening. This is Bishop Herbert McCray, bringing you holy greetings and happy new year to each and everyone out there today who listening to the program. Praise God. You know, new year, you know, it's a time whereas if we be observative, we will hear people making new year resolutions and they're going to making plans for this year for them to be prosperous, and they're going to do this and going to do and participate in that. But I thank God for that. You know, this is a time whereas someone called the new year a crossroad, whereas if you think about it, how you want to start your new year off. And I tell you, it is good to make up your mind how you would like to spend this year. Make up your mind with Jesus in the midst of it. Now, we see here in the Bible, in the book of Joshua, he gathered the peoples together. And Joshua was a believing man and a praying man. He loved the Lord. He has a great testimony. And in the book of Joshua, in the that's the 24th verse, 24th chapter with the 15th verse, and this scripture I like to just read to you, and it says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And if we go into the First King, 18 and 21, we see where Elijah called the people together. And he asked the question at a certain time, "How long are you going to be halt between two opinions? Serve God or serve Baal?" And in the Bible, it also states that the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I would like to use for a title. It's choosing time. It's time to make a choice. Glory, hallelujah. Let's start this year off right. Forget about the weight loss. Forget about the running or the chores you're going to buy and those type of things, and make up your mind this year whom you're going to serve. You know, the Bible says, as Joshua said, but as for me now, you know, I'm going to serve the Lord. You know, there's a time where we got to understand and listen that it's a time in life that we will come to a crossroad. And it's time to make a choice. And one of the crossroads is the beginning of the year. Because you'll look around and you see that somebody is not with you this year, you know, that was with you last year. You know, the day, it was far spent in their life, and the night has came. And it is time for you to make up your mind. You see, Joshua, this shouldn't have been no question for him to ask them as to whom you're going to serve. Their minds should have been made up whom they're going to serve. You see, Joshua had a testimony. He was one of the guys that was back there in Egypt. He was a slave who we talk about. God said, "Tell your children how I brought you out. And your children." Well, Joshua was one of those slaves when Moses brought them out of the land of Egypt. There's nothing good about slavery. Only thing good about slavery is freedom. And Joshua was tied up in slavery, and he met him out. He was there to see how God blessed and brought him out. He saw how God brought them out with a mighty hand, and he hadn't forgot it. He had his mind made up and knew that out. Bringing them out, Joshua had a chance to eat the manna. He had a chance to go through with the fiery serpents and all of those trials and tribulation out there. But God was with them. And he got to the point where as they came to battle, and he heard the unbelievers say that we are nothing but grasshoppers. But Joshua and Caleb said, if God is with us, let us go into battle. He will deliver us. And it got to the point where the unbelievers made God angry, and they was not able to go into the promised land. So that race had died out. So Joshua was there. He knew that God was good. You see, we have been through some things too. Even though some of us hasn't went through it, but we're in the part where as tell your children and your children's children. You know, we've been through slavery, and God brought us out, glory, hallelujah, with wisdom and knowledge, and we are free. And you know, sometimes I know, because I was a little part of it, but not the slavery part. But I was a part of the color and Negro situation, whereas white only bathrooms, white only and black colored theaters, and white only fountains, and white only restaurants. But God brought us out of all of that. And so I know that it is a good God. He is a good God. And you see, I got my mind made up as I'm going to serve the Lord. And this is what Joshua is trying to get this straight with the people. It shouldn't have been no problem. It shouldn't have been a question asked like that, whom you're going to serve. Oh, but, you know, we're living in a time that question still have to be asked. Elijah had to ask that question. How long are you going to be halt between two opinions? Praise God. And the Bible also say the day is far spent and the night is at hand, and some of us are still not saved. So it goes on and on and on. Make up your mind this year that you're going to serve God. It shouldn't be no problem to you. Listen to your grandmas. Listen to your granddaddies. Listen to your mothers. Listen to your fathers. The old ones, the ones who have turned gray, you know that God is a good God. So, you know, you need to listen and make up your mind this year. This year I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to be with God. This year I'm going to give my life to God. It's going to be a question asked and asked, I believe, until the end of time, because people are going to always be halt between two opinions on Baal's side. But there is a good report on God's side. You don't have to go through the trials and tribulation to see that God is a good God, but go through the trials and tribulation to see that God will deliver you. Choose you this year. Choose. It's choosing time. It is time to make a choice. Choose you this year whom you're going to serve. Choose God. Choose God. That is the message to start off the year with a well-made-up mind. I'm going to try God this year. I put it off all year 2016. I brushed it to the side. I started to do it, but I didn't do it. But I'm telling you, this year, start it off right. Oh, make your resolution. Say, I'm going to try God. As for me and my body, we're going to serve the Lord, and God will see you through. He will see you through 2017. Yes, he will. Oh, we need him, because without God, we are just like a ship without a sail. We need him to make it through 17. Oh, times are getting tight. I heard someone say we need to get out in the streets and tell the people it's time to make a choice. There's wasting time on the street corner. When it all comes to an end, you're going to be finished. Oh, glory, hallelujah. This is a new day, a new way. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for a new day and a new way in Jesus' name. Choose Jesus. You all pray my strength in the Lord. This is Bishop McCray till I see you next week. Happy New Year.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, yeah. Never let your light go out. Never let your light go out. Bishop, thank you for
Amen.
That beautiful sermon. I tell you, that was awesome. You all keep your open mind as to what needs to be done in this year. It's so much to do and so little time to get it done. I tell you,
we all
got to come together as one, like a big-time coalition, and tear down some of these walls that the enemy have built up. It's time to tear them down. At least they'll be up under our feet on the day when Jesus returns. He'll be up under our feet, I tell you. God is good. He's good. He has brought us a mighty long way. I don't want to say how long before he brought me, okay? I don't want to go into the years, but he brought me all the way. When I didn't even know he was there. Didn't know nothing about him. He was right there all the time. He's with you right now. You got to believe that. Start walking in your calling. Start walking in what God has placed you to do. Start walking in it, because we all got the power to do anything. Anything we want to do. And I say we have the power. We can do wrong or we can do right. But it's a finished work with God, because he's done
Amen.
His part.
Amen.
So let's do it. Let's get it together. Ah, I have enjoyed this broadcast today. Glorious God's advice got it going on. I tell you, I got some good hosts. I hope they stick with me. I tell you, I got a good list. Going on. I thank you all for listening. Glorious Gospel Vibe. And we're going into a new year. We want even bigger numbers than we got right now, I tell you. It's awesome, because we pushing not only for radio, but we pushing for TV. And we're coming
Amen.
In. Global Pope Gospel Show. We're coming in as Gospel Vibes 102.9. Oh, we're going to be syndicated, y'all. Y'all gonna have to help us out, because we going big time. My personal interview is coming up, so y'all check it out. We love you. God bless you. We hope to see you back here next week, same time, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Say goodbye, y'all.
Happy New Year.
You can't be nodding, baby. Can't be nodding on the air. Bye. See you later. I'll see you next week.